I have been a photographer for most of my life and a brand strategist for most of my career. For a long time, I treated those two things as separate practices that occasionally shared a shoot day. Years of doing both passed before I understood that they are not just different jobs. Fundamentally, they are different acts of communication, operating on opposite ends of the same spectrum. Here is the distinction that nobody in a creative brief ever says out loud. Good art photography leaves you with a question. Good brand photography answers one. That is it. That is the whole difference. Everything else, the lighting, the composition, the color grade, the subject matter, is execution. Intention is what separates them at the root. Art photography opens something in the viewer. Brand photography closes something. Art makes you lean in and wonder. Brand makes you nod and trust. Both are valid. Both require craft. Each is just asking the camera to do a completely different thing. What art photography actually does. A great art photograph creates what I call an open frame, capturing a moment, a feeling, a contradiction, or a truth in a way that is specific enough to feel real and ambiguous enough to let the viewer bring themselves to it. The photographer leaves space that the viewer completes. Their experience, their psychology, their history fills the gap intentionally left open. That is why certain photographs stay with you for years. Instead of telling you what to think, they give you the raw material to think with. Jungian psychology is not just relevant here, it is essential. Jung understood that the most powerful images operate on the unconscious before they reach the conscious mind. Bypassing the rational filter, they activate something older and deeper. The archetypes he identified, the shadow, the anima, the hero, the void, are not just psychological theory. They are the grammar of images that resonate beyond their immediate context. A great art photograph touches an archetype, which is why it transcends time, culture, and language, and why a photograph taken in 1952 can stop you cold in 2026. Art photography is not trying to communicate a message. Creating an experience is the whole point, and revelation requires leaving room for the audience's inner world to participate. What brand photography actually does. Brand photography has a completely different job and should be built around that job from the ground up. Every brand photograph exists to answer a specific question the viewer is consciously or unconsciously asking. Can I trust this? Is this for me? Does this reflect who I want to be? What does this feel like to own, to use, to experience? Before the viewer even has to ask consciously, the photograph answers. Friction disappears. Certainty builds. The emotional quality of the image transfers onto the product, the service, or the person behind the brand. A 2025 Nielsen study found that 87% of consumers consider product images the top factor in purchase decisions, outranking descriptions and reviews. People do not read their way into trust. Seeing is how they get there, and photography is the fastest path to the emotional state a brand needs its audience to occupy before a purchasing decision gets made. Most brands approach their photography as if it were art. Briefing for beauty, hiring for aesthetic, handing the photographer creative latitude, and hoping the result feels right. More often than not, it produces images that are gorgeous, emotionally ambiguous, and completely useless for selling anything. Because the open frame that makes art photography powerful makes brand photography confusing. The confusion is killing your visual identity. Here is what happens when a brand confuses the two. A beautiful editorial shoot gets commissioned, the kind of photography that would look at home in a gallery or a fine art magazine. Moody, layered, compositionally complex, the images leave you with a feeling but not a certainty. Questions get raised instead of answered. Then the brand publishes them across its website and social channels and wonders why engagement is low, why conversion is flat, and why customers keep asking basic questions that the images should have already resolved. Equally common is the reverse failure. Briefs so tight for communication that all the life gets squeezed out of the image. Product-centered, perfectly lit, technically correct, emotionally empty. Questions get answered, but no desire gets created. Scrolling past without registering is the natural response, because nothing in those images activates the unconscious. No archetype is touched, no resonance, just record. Between those two failures is where the best brand photography lives, answering the question and creating desire at the same time, specific enough to build trust and alive enough to generate feeling, closing the rational loop while opening the emotional one. That is a harder brief to write and a harder shot to make. But it is the only brief that produces images capable of doing both jobs simultaneously. Why projection is the most powerful force in brand photography. Projection is the most useful psychological framework for understanding why brand photography works when it works. It is the unconscious process by which we assign our own inner qualities, desires, and fears to external objects. We do not simply look at a brand photograph and evaluate it rationally. We project ourselves into it, wearing the product, living in the space, holding the object, belonging to the world the image depicts. That is where the mind goes before logic arrives. Great brand photography is built to receive that projection, specific enough to feel real and aspirational enough to feel desirable. It shows the version of life the audience wants to inhabit without telling them they belong there. Feeling comes first. Logic is just the justification the conscious mind builds afterward. Authenticity has become the dominant currency of brand photography in 2026 for exactly this reason. Audiences have been projected onto for long enough to feel the difference between an image built honestly and one built to manipulate. Staged perfection no longer triggers positive projection. It triggers skepticism. What this means for your brand. Every image your brand puts into the world is making a choice, consciously or not, about where on this spectrum it lives. Opening a question or answering one. Creating desire or communicating fact. Activating the unconscious or addressing the rational. The best brand photography does not choose one side. Understanding where to land for the specific job at hand and executing with intention in that direction is the whole discipline. A product image on an e-commerce page needs to answer questions. A campaign image needs to create desire. A founder portrait needs to transfer trust. A lifestyle image needs to activate projection. Each is a different brief, a different intention, and a different set of photographic decisions. Treating them all the same is how brands end up with visual identities that feel incoherent, like they were made by different people for different audiences who share nothing but a logo. Photography is the fastest emotional language a brand has access to. Used well, a single frame can do what 10 paragraphs of copy cannot. Used without intention, it is just another image. The world already has enough of those. If you want to build a visual identity where every image knows exactly what it is there to do, that is the kind of work I do. Both sides of the camera. Let's talk. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.